Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Hello. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the Agape Worldwide Prayer and Deliverance Prayer Ministry. We welcome you tonight on February the 3rd, 2021. We praise and thank God for each and every one that will call in, for the one that has called in. We pray the blessings of God upon you tonight. We hope to inspire you. We hope to encourage you. We hope to lift you up. We hope to give you hope through the word of God, through ministering, to praying, to prayer, however the Lord choose to use me at this time. Another sister from Texas are supposed to come on ahead, but she may be working tonight. But nevertheless, we're going to go on and do what the Lord has called us to do. And, you know, and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and just take over, you know, and bless his people and heal his people. I'm really here to see the Spirit of God move and to see the Word of God being demonstrated in the lives of his people and to bring glory and honor to his name. So we just be prayerful and we thank and praise God for each and every person that's on the line, like I said, and that's calling in. We thank God for this opportunity that he has opened up and given. And I just want to, you know, be obedient to the Lord. And as he has opened the door up, to walk in the door and to do what I am called to do. Because my hope, my desire is to please the Lord. You know, and so I just want to thank God again. I'm going to pray. Praying for the nation. Then I'm just going to insert the prayer request in now for, you know, a couple of prayers that was asked to be prayed. But Father, we come to you tonight. Give you praise, glory, and honor just for being God all by yourself. We thank you. We love you. We magnify your name. And we repent of every sin, of what you call sin, that we have sinned today, Lord, and ask for your forgiveness. Ask you to forgive us, wash us clean, make us white as snow. Create in us a clean heart and renew the right spirit within us right now in the name of Jesus. And I come and I take authority over all the power of the enemy that's come out to hinder tonight in the name of Jesus, even through technology, however he chooses to come, even if it's through people that have not having an ear to hear. I break your power, Satan, right now in the name of Jesus. I give you notice that you will not hinder, you will not stop the move of God tonight. And Father, I thank and praise you because you said in your word that you have given your believers power over all the powers of the enemy. So I stand in that authority tonight, right now, in the name of Jesus. And God, as I pray for our nation as a whole, I pray for all of them in authority. And God, as I pray for the body of Christ, Lord God, that you, the unity will come in the body of Christ right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for the doctors and nurses and all those, God, who are in the medical field tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you will give them wisdom, you will give them knowledge, you give them whatever is needed, Lord God, and most of all, give them stamina, God. Keep their bodies healthy. I cover them in the blood of Jesus. And whatever part of the world, country, hospital, it doesn't make any difference, God. But I'm asking you to send the angels to them, Father, in the name, and keep them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray tonight, Father God, in the nursing home, in the other institution, God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we need you tonight. We call on you tonight, Father, in the name of Jesus. We know that can't no man and nobody, Lord God, change hearts of people, change this world. Only you can. So we call on you tonight. Your word says if we lift you up, you will do the drawing. So, Father, I lift you up tonight. I lift Jesus up. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you because you are the great and mighty King. You are our Jehovah Jireh. You are our deliverer, God. You are our El Shaddai. You are all in all to us. You're really all we need, Father. And I call on you. I am interceding. God, you say in your word, Father God, even in the book of Jeremiah, talks about, is there any intercessor in the land, Father? And Lord, I'm calling tonight for all intercessors, all those you have called into the call that has that anointing on their life. For us, Lord, to join in the spirit wherever we may be. And pray for this nation, God. Pray for righteous leaders, God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, pray for your divine will and purpose to be done. in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just thank you tonight, God. I know by faith that you're going to move, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you in advance for what you're going to do. Now, Father, I lift up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, this coach, God, Lord God, and Lord, we come against the, I think his name, Ed. I'm trying to pull it up, God, but I lift him up to you right now, Father. You know who he is. Hallelujah. 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 I come against that attack of the enemy that's upon his body right now. I break the power of that infirmity right now in the name of Jesus. I command the devil in hell to back up and back off. And Father, I ask you to send your healing angels to him right now in the name of Jesus. In the name, you come against the, whatever it is, God, that the enemy is trying to bring on him, Father, in the name. We don't really want to give it a name, but God, you know what it is. And I ask you, Father, in the name of Jesus, to heal him speedily. Lord, for your glory, that he would have a testimony of your healing power right now in the name of Jesus. And if the enemy is trying to attack him on any other parts of his body, God, I send forth that healing touch right now in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and we're going to thank you for his healing right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, in the name of Jesus, I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, for Sister Latrice Ward, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for the situation in her shoulder, God, in the upper part of her body, Father, I break the power of it right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for that this pain will leave mine also, Father, even though mine on the left, right side of hers on the left. But God, I take authority. I call the pain out by name. I take authority over you right now. I bind you up from operating. I take authority over infirmity in her body right now, God, and I release the healing virtue from heaven to go into her body right now and bring complete healing in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I just want, Lord God, to cover that body in the blood of Jesus right now in the name of Jesus, Lord Father God. Lord God, in the name that you keep her body, God, for your glory and for your purpose in the name of Jesus. And Father, I'm asking you to anoint her body so, Lord God, and her life too, but her body so, Father God, that even if the enemy was to attack, that he would be able to back up and back off in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we want to thank you. Every organ, every part of her body, lined up with the word of God right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we just want to thank you because you said healing is the children's bread, Father, and we claim that tonight, Father. You said in your word that you wish above all that we'll prosper, be in health, even as our soul prosper, Father. In the name of Jesus, you said you came that we may have life and more abundant, Father God, and to me, that's in every area of our life. We supposed to walk around here healthy in the name of Jesus, not because of we taking medicine or whatever, God, even though you might have us doing something preventive. But, Father, in the day, we claim all of heaven best right now in the name of Jesus. And in the name of Jesus, and Father, whoever may hear this recording later, God, we already speak the healing and deliverance in their life right now in the name of Jesus. We send forth your anointing to destroy the yoke right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and we're going to praise you. We're going to thank you. We're going to glorify your name because you said in your word, you are the Lord that God that healeth thee. You said by your stripes we're already healed. So, God, we speak healing and deliverance right now in every area, God. And, God, I'm asking you again to anoint your people, God, those of us who are sincere and real, Father God. Lord God, that every time the enemy comes, he will have to flee, Father, in the name of Jesus. I remember, God, a word that you were given a long time ago to me, that the enemy is going to smell the anointing coming from my belly and he's going to run. So, God, I'm asking you, Father, Lord, let that be however you choose to do it on your own, all of your people that is real and sincere in you, God, that the enemy will not be able to attack them like he thinks he will, Father, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I break his back. I take authority over every spirit that's not like God, and I cancel your contract right now in the name of Jesus. We release the anointing to go forth on this air. And, Father, I just want to pray for Felicia, God, even though she's not here at this particular time, Father. I know her heart and desire, but I lift her up to you, Father, Lord God. Lord, keep her, Lord, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, bless her in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And, Lord, thank you for her willingness, Father, to do and to serve, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for her willing to submit, Father. And now I know, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, because as you said, if you humble yourself upon the mighty hands of God, you will exalt in due time. And, Father, because of her desire, I know you're going to fix it so that she'll be able to come on or be on or however it is, Father. And, Lord, we just want to really just break the enemy back, because I see the enemy still try to hinder and try to keep, you know, the different shows, the different time, Father. We take authority over that demon. He has got to be out of his mind if he ever got a mind. Lord God, in the name, but we got power over him. And I take authority over him, because you will go forth. You will be glorified. And, Father, we give you all the glory and all the honor in the name of Jesus. We pray, amen and amen. And I do say again, I thank and praise God for this opportunity. And I really want to show God my faithfulness. The Bible says if you be faithful over few things, he make you ruler over many. So if I want God to you know, move in my life and bless me with many things, the things he promised, and I must remain faithful. I must remain faithful in what he's telling me to do. So, God, we just thank and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we just give you the honor. We give you the glory. But I just want to show you my love and my faithfulness, God, for what you have called me out to do. I am thankful and grateful, just even for the small things, because I know, God, greater is he that's in me than he that is in the world. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you right now in the name of Jesus. We give you all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And like I said, I do thank and praise the Lord. And you know, when we just understand Scripture, if I be faithful just over the little things that I got, you know, God would give me much. And I'm trying to, you know, teach and tell people with my own self. The little things, like I'm grateful to have a roof over my head. I'm grateful to have food to eat. I'm grateful for him for providing for me. And I know if I be grateful over that and not complain, he's going to have a flow running over into my life. Because I've had prophets say it, and I'm sure, you know, God has spoken that word to a lot of people that he has said, come a time in your life, you're going to have an overflow. You're going to have so much, you can't even keep it yourself. You're going to have to give it out. And I know that God is faithful, because his word will not go out and return to him void, but it's accomplished that which he's pleased. So we got to believe that and, you know, and stand on that tonight in the name of Jesus. We just honor God tonight. And I am going to the word tonight. I really didn't know which way I was going to go or what the Lord was going to have me to do. You know, because even if anyone had never called in, I still would probably come on and bring the word, because it does record it, but also to show God, I do want to do what he want me to do. And I planned on being faithful to whatever he has said for me to do. You know, so I'm going to come tonight from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, and, you know, speak on that, and, you know, and, you know, maybe, you know, others come on, maybe somebody put their hand up, they got a testimony, or maybe, you know, it's something they want to share or whatever, and I will recognize the hand up by clicking one. But 4 and 1 said, I therefore, and this is what Paul talked, the prisoner of the Lord. You know, just think about how humble he was to say he was a prisoner of the Lord. You know, I hear people say, well, you know, you don't put the claim that you want, but, you know, but the Bible say that he was a prisoner of the Lord. He said, I beseech you, he was telling people, that ye walk. That word walk, when you see it in the New Testament, it said, talk about live. Live the life. Not like breath life, but it's my live. He said, live worthy or deserving of the vocation, which means the divine calling, wherever if you're called. You know, we all are called for a purpose and call. And the Bible said, walk worthy of that. So I have to walk like a person in honesty and integrity, you know, in love. And love is not always letting people have their way. That's not love. You know, that's not love. And the love of Christ, the agape love, I don't see your shortcomings and your fault, but I love you anyway. And if you need help, I'll try to help. You know, the love is coming from my heart. And it said, with all lowness, you know, freedom from inner pride and meekness, this is how we're supposed to live. He said, with long suffering long, with endurance, patience, and forbearance, which basically means the same thing as patient. And patient in your life, what you're going through, patient in your trial, patient in whatever it is. And that's what he's talking about doing. with one another in love. Love is somebody, the love of God, that you look beyond people's fault and see their need. It don't mean you compromise with them. It does not mean that, you know, you don't correct them when they need correcting. That's what love is. Of those of us who have kids, you know, whether they're still young or whether they're, you know, up in age, you know, it's still our place to correct whenever we sense and know that something they're saying or doing is against the word of God, and especially when you're serving God. And when we're not serving God, it's our place to correct them. The Bible says endeavoring, and let me make a great effort to keep the unity. Keep the unity of the spirit, that's my spirit, their peace, spirit, who are, and the bond of peace. So what am I to do? I'm not supposed to not keep peace in my spirit, you know, or even in my life with someone. I'm supposed to do whatever I need to do to keep peace, you know, and then keep the love of God flowing, you know, in our heart. It said there is one body. And this is one thing, you know, a lot of time I tell people, there is not all these different bodies in the body of Christ. The scripture says there's one body, one whole. And when you go back to 1 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and then it talks about how the body of Christ, Christ being the head and all the different arms, the leg and all. We are one body. I don't care what denomination, I don't care whatever we call ourselves. I'm not talking about Buddhists and all that. I'm talking about in the Christian faith. We are one body and one spirit. You know, I've heard people tell people, say, but you know, they got, especially from a believer, but they got a different spirit. They got a strange spirit. Well, that's not what scripture says. If they are born again, we got the same spirit. Now, I do understand that some people claim to be born again, and they don't have the same spirit because the spirit don't be, you know, in harmony with one another, don't be in agreement with one another. Okay, even as you're called in one hope of your calling, it's still talking about one hope of your calling, what God has called you to do. And we as a body of Christ, this is why I see, I don't care who you are, I don't care where you are, what color you are, or what, if you are a member of the body of Christ, you are my sister and brother. That's the way I see it. That's the way I feel in my heart. I don't ever say, people, well, you know, I'm a Baptist faith, I'm a holding the faith, and I'm a this denomination, that denomination. That don't even come on my mouth. It don't even come in my throat. But that is not what scriptures are talking about. Because when you study scripture, and back during the New Testament time, they had the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Essenes, and had all the different things. But these people that were there, and basically a lot of time, what they did, they taught different. But they were not with Paul and what Paul was teaching about Christ. So that's the same thing you got today. So we got to realize a lot of this stuff is false teaching. But yes, they do believe it. But we have to go back to the word of God. The Bible said one Lord, one ruler, one governor, one person in authority, one person that governed, one faith, and that's faith in Jesus Christ. And in, you know, in salvation is living. One, it's not no Baptist faith, holiness faith, all this other stuff. That's not scripture. So when people begin to cause to try to talk to you, when the arm of a Baptist faith, I mean, whether you don't want to say anything to them or not, but if you do, not the Bible say. One faith. That's faith in Jesus Christ. One baptism. One baptism. One emerging. We know that even when the scriptures come out, you know, baptize in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Then another say baptize in the name of Jesus. All one and mean the same. One baptism. This is why he was telling people there had to have been this unity in the body at that time, and Paul was addressing it. Tell them in Christ Jesus, we are supposed to be oneness, one in the spirit, in the spirit. And this is why there's a lot of confusion in the church today. This is why a lot of times people don't get along. I don't want to hear this. They all about this, and all about water baptism, all about all this stuff. But in Christ, it doesn't make any difference. I remember one time, when the lady had told me, she went to another church, she had wanted me to baptize her, and I really didn't have the necessary pool and all that stuff, so I went to God and talked to God about it and prayed about it, you know, and prayed about it, and I asked the Lord, what are you saying? Not what man teaching and what man saying, this, that, and the other, you know. And the Lord gave me in the Bible where I was three moles of it, and I went back and I told her about that. I said, well, since I don't have the necessary proof, the Lord told me to do it this way. He told me how to do it. And so I said, Lord, I want you to witness this when I go to her house. I want you to witness. I want you to let your presence. So the minute I walked in her door, the power of God fell on me. And when I was doing the way he told me to do, God had the honor because I can see in her countenance. And she's not a real light-skinned person or anything. She's not as dark as I am. But her face, you can see the redness on it. I can see God touched her. So this is why I say a lot of time what man said, man this, man that. A lot of time what man honor God this honor, and what God honor, you know, honor vice versa. So we have to seek the Lord. What is your will? How do you say God? What is it? I want to do however you say do. If it's not the necessary mean, because either way it's not going to send you to hell. But Lord, tell me. But he said, one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. One God, and Father of all, all, who is above all, and through all, and in you all. We are all connected by the Spirit of God. That's what connects us. The Spirit of God, that's the operating. We got to come in unity, and all this arguing, all this bickering, and all this, you know, this, that, and other, and all this stuff, you know, and join together in the Spirit, because like I say, you know one another by the Spirit of God. Whether I ever tell you that I'm saved or born again, but if you got the real Holy Ghost in you, you know your sister by the Spirit of God that's in you. That's how we know one another, by the Spirit of God that's in us. Even if God had me preaching a different way or talking a different way, but if you got the real Holy Ghost, he know himself in that other person. You don't know man by the flesh. But he said to every one of us, is given grace, of God's unmerited favor, according to the measure of the gift of Christ, not according to any of us because we're worthy, because we're smart, or whatever terminology we want to use, all that stuff of God. I got this gift. I got that gift. He gave every gift according to the measure of the gift of grace of Christ. He said, wherefore, he said, when he ascended, when he went up on high, he led captivity captives. And gave gifts unto men. He gave gifts unto men. I hear people telling people before, I've heard it before, you know, pray and ask God for the gifts that you want. He said when he went up way back then and came back down, he gave gifts unto men. He gave you what he wanted to give you for the body of Christ, whether it's natural gift or whether it's spiritual gift. The natural gift is for in the earth. That's what he gave you in order for you to really, you know, make money, come into wealth or whatever it is. That gift that he gave you is not necessarily the jobs. Even though he sent us on jobs and things for the rich people, establish his kingdom. He said, now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended, came right down, first into the lower part of the earth. You know, he went back into hell, you know, and he ministered to the souls down there. That's what he did. Now, I start to people, not people. He ministered to the soul. He that descended is the same also that ascended up above all heaven, that he might fill all that. What that means? To fulfill or complete. A lot of people think he eliminated, you know what I'm saying, like even the commandment and all that. He came to complete it. Because even in the Old, the Old Testament, you know, but sometimes, you know, when you actually have a go with somebody, you know, you commit adultery, you know, especially if you're married. But in the New Testament, the completion is this. If a person look on another person with lust, you have committed it in your heart. Things in the New Testament is in. If you do it in your heart, that's what completely makes it a sin. And this is why it's so much of what's called in the body of Christ, because people is not rightly dividing the word of truth. They don't realize that it's in the spirit. A lot of things in the spirit, they want to debate about it and argue about it, and God will give you peace about something or doing something, like I said he did with me about the baptism of that lady. You know, he gave peace that the way he was telling me, because he had me going back in Scripture. That's why I say it's so important to go in Scripture yourself and study the Word of God. And gave me the three modes. Because like I say, a lot of things, it's just like the position of your heart. Even when you pray, people say, well, you have to pray on your knee. No, you don't. If the Holy Spirit tell you, but where is your heart when you pray? It's where your heart is. Because I know a lady was trying to explain to me about the prayer shawls. But God had already had me standing about there knowing. I told her, I said, they're just a tent. What you used to call that, what Paul used to make the tent. I said, but the thing of it is this. You can wrap yourself in a prayer shawl, but if your heart ain't right, he still ain't answering you. What position is your heart? That's what he's looking for. But anyway, this is what he said, and this is what we have to realize why he gave this to these in the body of Christ. He said, and he gave some apostles. Apostle is a sent one. Apostle is someone who go and build churches. That is really what they're supposed to do. Go and build churches. Okay? He gave some prophets. And this is the office of prophets. This is not the gift of prophets. Because everybody in the body of Christ, it got the Holy Ghost, can prophesy, but it does not mean that they're a prophet. It does not mean that they operate as a prophet. Because like I said, the job of a prophet is just not encouraging people, just not exhorting people and building people up, but it's also reproving, rebuke, and correction. That part of it, a lot of them, they've stepped away from it. And then the one that is doing it, they're coming against them and saying they shouldn't do it because they don't love people. People need to study the scripture. We say God has not changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. They're talking about the blessing. He hadn't changed about none of the rest of it either. He still hates sin of any kind. He still hates rebellion, stubborn, and disobedience. He still hates that. He don't hate the person, but he hates that. He still corrects it. He still takes us away to purify us. He still requires we live a holy, consecrated life set apart. In our heart. He still requires that. But they are there for the perfected. Let me read this up. Some are prophet, some evangelists, some is going for. They're supposed to be going for not just the church and church in my little area or church and church, you know, or in my, however they got this thing now, and they, different churches got different people up under the, what's called. No, evangelizing wherever God sends. To bring the people into the kingdom of God. Lead them into salvation. That's what an advantage do. Lead them into salvation. And they may go from place to place, town to town, city to city, or wherever. That's what they may be. A lot of people in the body of Christ got all these calling in there, but they don't go anywhere and evangelize. Because going, like I said, from just going, let me go to this church this Sunday and preach, and that church this Sunday and preach. No, a lot of that is nothing but entertaining. I'm about to go and win souls for the kingdom of God. And it also says some pastor. Pastor is a nurturing, a person that got a nurturing spirit. They nurture people. They mature them. They grow them up. They love them, but they would also correct and do all this. But they're a person that cares about their soul. They're just like they look at the people as their children, spiritual children. And you correct your spiritual. You correct them. You teach them the right way. But you do the work that Christ has called so they can go forth and do their life, just like in our natural life with our children. We are supposed to help them and call them to grow up so they can go forth and start their own life. In the kingdom of God, it's the same way. Release people to go fulfill whatever calling that God got on their life, wherever it may take them. We are not supposed to get them and keep them forever. That's not scripture. But he said, wait a minute, and teaches someone who teaches the word of God. And any of these gifts, if you know anything about the Spirit of God, but I can, I'm sure others can too, I can basically listen to a person talk and tell what kind of gifts that operate in their life. Because, see, the gift is already in there, not going to be in there. And when they start, just like a person who, you know, is a teacher, even if before they ever come in the Lord, they're always trying to explain something. They're always trying to work, and they're always digging. They're always looking up stuff. Because the gift of teaching in there is in there. Even a preacher, you catch a drunk person out there that's been called to preach and ain't come in. When they get drunk, they stop the preaching. That's because the gift is in there. People say, well, they shouldn't be doing that. It's in there. But these are offices that people are supposed to operate in the body of Christ, in their church. Not just one office. All the offices supposed to be in there. But what is it in there for? For the perfecting, that means maturing. Bring them into, you know, a full-grown spiritual people. Just like adults in the spirit. Not because they've been in church a long time. and the spirit man hadn't grown, but because like I said, the pastors of the prophets are saying they have not done their job. But for the perfecting of the saint, this is the reason for the working of the ministry. They're not really, a lot of them, and I'm just generalizing, it's not even doing this in the body of Christ. For these people to go forth to the ministry God has called them. They think the ministry is always right there. No, it's not. Some of them got worldwide ministry. God has put a lot in them. God has carried them through a lot. Sometimes a lot more than even the person that's preaching and pastoring over them. But to go to the nation, they're both mature in the spirit. No, you don't really send forth, and they have not been spiritually trained. It's like the inner man, the spiritual man, is still acting like a baby. No, you don't send them out there for the world to destroy them. But you are supposed to teach them and help them to grow mature and cause them to grow up in the spirit. And that comes with correction, rebuking, and all of this, you know, whatever it is. And the same thing with our children. It's the same thing. He said for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. If I'm a baby always whining and crying, I can't edify and build anybody up because I'm immature in the spirit. But this is the work that the body of Christ is supposed to do, perfecting the saint, maturing people. People think it means being perfect. They think that means without sin. That's not what Scripture means. Scripture means maturing, being perfected in the spirit realm. That's what it means, being perfected, being grown in the spirit. And this is why the Bible's talking about, I believe it's in Galatians or Hebrew 1, talking about, you know, you got people still on milk. They still whining, crying, and trying to teach the word. And Bible letting people know, you know, it's things that he wants to even tell them, but he can't because they're acting like babies. They have a need of being taught instead of trying to teach people. And I see that a lot. I've seen that. I'm not saying the calling don't be on their life. But the calling is on their life. But they cannot, and they should not be trying to teach people until they mature. And the Bible tells me, you know, being on the meat of the word, and this is why a lot of time in the body of Christ you see people, they see a baby in the spirit, and somebody who has matured in the spirit, they arguing back and forth with them. Or even they tell them, no, that ain't this. You know, and that because they're immature, because if they were mature, they would understand the person's spirit that God has given them a different revelation. They see things different. So this is why the church, the body of Christ, I'm not talking about this at the building, has gone lacking. They have gone lacking and have not done the work. This is why we got so many people in the body of Christ, in the churches. They've been there 30, 40, 50 years and still have not stepped out into the calling God has called them. Why? Because they're still acting like babies. And people still think they're going to keep teaching. They should have trained them a long time ago and released them into the job, into whatever God them called them to do. This is why a lot of time, even like I say, even with our natural children, after they come of age, I'll say, 18 at least, whatever they are, we're supposed to release them into whatever, you know, call it in the natural that God has called them. I have to let them grow to be mature men and women of God, and walk in their calling. We're not supposed to see a baby them. This don't mean that we don't still, you know, try to give them insight or help them or whatever they are. But we don't handicap them. And they are handicapping the peoples in the church. This is what they're doing. They're handicapping the peoples in the church. And I know people have been in there for 40, 50 years. And every time trouble happens, they're whining and crying. They get offended by this. They get offended by that. Because God is going to hold the whole fivefold ministry if they're in that church or ain't. Whoever, over, he's going to hold them accountable for not doing the work that you should do to get people out so they can go forth and walk in the car. Some of them is scared to do it because why? They see. They got gifts. They can see. Some of them people, like I said, got greater calling, greater anointing. So what do? They will not send them out. They keep them down because why? They're afraid that they're going to outshine them. And then the person, they don't have enough discernment to know they feel uncomfortable. Something ain't right. But instead of seeking God and going about what God is telling them to do, they still feel bounded down that they should be bounded down and never fulfill their calling. But when you stand before Jesus, you will have to give an account of it. This is why the Lord was telling me, and this is why I keep telling that testimony, you know, when I was with my pastor, and all, you know, and I had this feeling on the inside. I just wasn't satisfied, my inner man. I said, God, it got to be more. It got to be more, God. And the Lord began to speak to me, why sit ye here till you die? I kept asking, what do that mean? I don't know, baby. I don't know. Lord Jesus, help me. The Lord was saying to me, if I sit there, up under the teaching, up under whatever's going on, I was going to spiritually die first of all. When your spirit man dies, you don't hear God, you don't pay no attention to God no more. You do whatever you want to do. Next, you're going to physically die because what? Something's going to attack your body or you're going on a here one way or another. So I had to make a decision because several prophets was coming to church. Several of them was coming and telling me, God said, it's time for you to step out. I hadn't been saved but a hot sucker, that's what I call it. But I had a heart that was submissive to God and wants to learn. I knew it was more. I wasn't bound by no rules of man. And I did what the Lord told me to do, and that's why I'm walking today in my calling. That's why God is saying I'm getting ready to walk into my destiny, my promised land. Because he's saying if I had stayed, I was going to spiritually die. But my pastor didn't even know what that meant. I got in the Word. That's why I thank God for getting in the Word. Getting in the Word and the Holy Ghost giving me revelation knowledge. Setting the Word. They said in the Word. They continue to study the Word. Eating that Word. Believing that Word. I didn't dissect the Word. I didn't diagram the Word. And I used to teach a lot of time. And I was teaching when I was doing pastoring. Teaching, telling people, y'all stop diagramming that Word. Stop. Y'all like you're still in high school. You diagram it. You dissect it. Wonder why God said this. Wonder why God said the other. I used to tell people, I don't know why he made me the way I am. So why am I going to question him? Just do what he say do. But see, the Lord was letting me know that if I say, he didn't say that the people wasn't decent people. I don't call people good. The only somebody good is the Father. The Bible didn't say Jesus was. But I knew that if I stayed, I knew that I was not going to obey God. I knew that. So I had to get away and go, and I fulfilled my calling. Yes, there were many times that people thought, you know, well, she don't know what she's doing. She don't this, that, and other. But in my spirit, I knew it was more than God. But just going to church and just and this, that, and other, and, you know, preaching and teaching, but no changes. No changes. I had to go and had to obey the Lord. But this is why he said that this must happen. We have to be mentored. We have to be taught. We have to be perfected. Your spirit man. Not just getting knowledge in your head. He said, first of all, for all to come to the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, knowing him, you know him by relationship, being intimate with him, your own personal relationship. Because you can only know him through the Word, through being mentored and taught by someone. I'm talking about walking in God's will, and they live in a spiritual like his will in the kingdom of God. We're supposed to be spiritual beings in an earthly body. The real us is the spirit man. So what spirit am I allowed to abide in my body? It's either God or the devil, and it can't be both. So I have to make up in my mind, Lord, I don't know, I don't understand everything, but I'm going to grab hold of you, and you're going to teach me. And everything that, you know, is of you, let me receive it. And this is another thing I just say all the time. God, fix me so if it's of you, let my spirit be open. If it's not, God, stop. Don't let nothing go in my spirit if it's not of you. And I'm here to tell you a lot of times what the Holy Spirit did to me. But when it's somewhat, I had that aggravation in my inner man. I don't care who was saying it. And I knew that he was letting me know that it's not come from me. They are quoting scripture, but it come from the flesh and not the spirit. They give their interpretation, not the revelation knowledge. So I'm going to fix it. What the Lord used to do to me also is it's like it'd be something in my ear. And sometimes I know I'm from the South, and a lot of times people used to take chicken feathers to clean out their ear. And sometimes when people be trying to talk to me about the Bible, this Bible, that, it's just like he had that feather digging in my ear to keep him going in there. Because he was protecting me. He was protecting me to keep me. Because he knew that I had a work to do for him. He knew by my heart that I was going to obey him, even though I didn't know I was. So he was protecting me. When he didn't want me to be with a lot of different kind of people or whatever, I didn't understand that first, I'll be honest. But I know now he loved me enough to say, these people ain't for you. These people don't want to see you make it. These people's not of me. Whatever he was saying. So I would ask him, a lot of times I asked him, Lord, please help me. You help me. You caused me to walk in your stature. You caused me to obey you. And that's what the Lord began to do. And the reason he wants the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, and the pastors and all to mentor people, to perfect them, is because he said that we henceforth no more be no more children tossed to and fro and carried by whatever wind of doctrine, by the slaves of men, you know what I mean, the clever tactic of man, and cunning crafting, whereby they be in light, wait to see. And he's talking about people that claim to be believers. You have to be so very careful. Have an ear to hear God. Because a lot of people come with a lot of stuff, but most of God's kids, really, you know, whether what, something they know in their spirit, some ain't right. Some I know they preaching to you, some ain't right. And God also did me like that with, I call the name brand preacher, with the television preachers. I was so hungry, I was just trying to eat it up. And I had this feeling in my inner man. So I said, Lord, I'm not trying to be like I know all this, what it is. But the Lord would let me know that a lot of them was preaching and teaching, but it's coming from their flesh. And this is how he made me to understand that. I have a brother who had passed way back some years back. He came to me in a dream. And in the dream, when he came to me, he got in my face and hollered, TB. And I bit him on the jaw. That's what it is. So the Lord showed me after that dream, say, you're eating flesh. You think you're eating from real men and God because you see them preach right, you see them prophesy, you see them doing all that. But my spirit in you, the real Holy Ghost, letting you know that it's not coming from me and I don't want that going in your spirit. Yes, I was hard-headed. I stayed in them TV and I was scared for time, but the Lord had to scare me another time. One time, next time my mother came, and I used to watch this program every night at 10 o'clock. She came in a dream, and she said, this real dark-skinned man, and a lot of times you see people that dark in dreams, it's demonic. But she said, he makes me watch this program every night at 10 o'clock. I knew exactly. I got very good discernment, very good discernment. But I knew exactly what she was saying. I know what I was watching. I'm type of person like this. If I get caught, I don't try to lie out of it. I don't try to make excuses. I don't try to do anything like that. Guilty, 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 guilty. That's what it was, guilty. So I said, Lord, please help me. I'm still hard-headed. I'm being real. I'm trying to be real to people because I tell them this is something that happened. Now, I wasn't going in the streets and all that stuff. The next time I happened to go upstairs when I was living in another place, cut the TV on, and the room started swirling around. I said, Lord, please help me. I said, ain't nobody here. I said, the people's church are gone. I said, my daughter, she out of town. God, I felt like I was having a heart attack. My heart was about to beat out of my chest. God don't play, I'm telling you. He don't play. When he says something, he means exactly what he say. But see, the Holy Ghost had to teach me. But that particular night, it hit me. I said, oh, Lord, please forgive me. When I could, I got up and cut the TV off. But 30 minutes later, my heart had calmed down and everything else. Let me tell you something. God warned you or something, he will take you up out of here because they work for you to play games. So this is why he knew that the church that I was in was not going to teach me how to stand and walk in my calling. This is why he pulled me out. And this is why right now, no any and everybody can teach and tell me and say nothing to me, and I'm swayed with it. You know, whichever way it goes, this is why in my testing and trial, I'm not up one day and down the next. Either God is God all the time, or he ain't going to be God no time in my life. That's the way I see it. He God every day, though nothing come my way, unless God know it and you know, and allowed it. but he's going to use it for the glory. He said, all things work together, but I had to come to a place in Christ that I had to accept all of his word, even though being called stupid, even though being called crazy, even though being called, well, she don't hear God, she don't know nothing about that. But I found out, by me being that way, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, thank you. I'm more stable in my walk with the Lord than a lot of people. I don't be moving back and forth where he meant this, he didn't mean this. No one so far with the help of God now can come and trick me too much with that word, because my spirit man going to let me know what they talk about and what they saying, that ain't him. And I know I'm using incorrect English. That is not him. Or they come, you know, you ought to do things this way. This is the way the church is. Y'all do it the way y'all do it. I'm going to do it the way Jesus is telling me to do it. I'm going to follow the Spirit of God. I'm going to follow the Spirit of God. He wants a people. Because before he come back, it's going to have to be a unity in faith. All this other stuff they got, what I believe this way and you believe that. No, we're going to have to get that thing right. But he wants people to know that the reason the fivefold ministry in the church, this is what we're supposed to do. God told me when I was pastor to make disciples out of these people, cause them the spirit to grow up so they can walk in their calling, so I can release them, go do what God told you to go. You don't have to be, you know, be in my particular church, building or whatever. I'm only just supposed to cause people to mature. It's just like you're going to a spiritual school. When it comes time to graduate, if your spirit man grow, now it's time to go and start your own. Go and start your own. But God is saying people is not doing that to his people. And God is going to judge them. Because some of these people got great calling, great anointing, great anointing. God just showed them many things. And they're still sitting down on God. But it say, but speaking the truth in love, that you may grow up in unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ is the head. He wants to mature and grow up. Speaking truth all the time. See, I'm no Christian. They're a lie before you can bet your eyes. Or say something that's incorrect. I'm about to tell you and speak the truth to you in love. It is in love if I'm correcting you. It is in love when I'm trying to point you the right way. That's because I love you. Because I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to be real with you. When I was in the world, but I loved it, you know, other people in handicap. I didn't really care a whole lot about somebody else. But if I tell you something and you didn't listen, I'll let you go ahead and bump your head and look at you and won't even think nothing. I'm not saying it was nice and sweet. I didn't bother with you. Because if you want to go your way, I'm not going to bust my head or I'm trying to make you go another way. Because I told you. And that's why I know I'm born again. I know God lives in me. I know the real Holy Ghost came in me. Because that has changed. That has changed. I will keep trying to tell people the truth, not because I'm trying to think they don't know nothing and all that. That's a common-minded person. Because you're going to run into a brick wall. And what I have found out with me, most times when people like that don't listen, guess who they call on to pray for them? Me, the one they don't want to listen to. That's who they call on. But God is getting ready to change that, and he's been changing that for a while. If they can't eat the whole thing, he's not going to let them eat the part they want to. And he won't even let that prayer come up out of him. Because like I said, the way he does me, the prayer of God comes up out of my spirit. It don't come out of my head. The Holy Spirit brings it up. And when he doesn't want to pray or speak, and I know I can talk, he won't even let it come up out of me. And we need to be very careful. But anyway, say, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together. The whole body. Not all this my denomination and my church and my this, my that. That's not scriptural. Scripture saying from the full body, which is Christ is the head, not man. We are under shepherds. We're not the head. We don't run nothing. We don't rule nothing. We're supposed to be hearing from him. How he wants us to, put on his church and his people. They're his people. They're not ours. This is why I honor mankind or womankind or whoever, I honor them. But I don't make no Lord out of them. I don't praise them. I always say, you know, my Lord, my God, not man. Because they are not the head over me. But he said, they fit the joint together and compacted by that which every joint supplies according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making the increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. God put the body together, every part. You see some little person over here, they may not look like nothing, or may not even can preach or prophesy or talk like you talk. God placed them in the body he see fit. It's not to please me. Not to please you. Because we don't have unity in the spirit, this is why we look down on one another. This is why we're always trying to compete with one another. God is saying he wants his body to come together. Okay, where they are. But yeah, let your spirit man grow out of your flesh so you can know who is of God or not. I'm not talking about because they preach well. I'm not talking about because they dress well or because they got, you know, all the words together. If you can find a person, they may not can speak good, they may not can correctly spell word, but the power of God with them is better to have them than that one can speak anything, and they can't do nothing but give you a word. They cannot pray a prayer to set you free. They cannot. They don't have the power of God on. They just have the gift in their life. You want the whole thing. You want someone that at any given time, unless God done something in your life, that they can pray a prayer. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hallelujah. And God hears a prayer and answer. And that person got the word of God for you. They got the word for you. They may not close to tell you this and prophesy this about this, that, and other, and all this other stuff that means nothing. But it's about your soul. It's about you fulfilling God's will for your life. Because when you stand before Jesus and you have not done what he told you, but you did everything man tell you to do, guess what? He's going to judge you. He's going to tell you, I don't even know you. I had no intimate relationship with you. We worry more about it in the natural. Hallelujah. Having a relationship with somebody, we want to be, you know, we want to be honorable. We want to be perfect. We want to, you know, treat them right. You know, we don't want to have another somebody on the side. But with the one that created you, you have a lot. We have a lot of things we don't put in front of him. We don't make gods out of them. Scripture said, "Thou shalt have no other God before me." No other. I'm not supposed to love and be so attached to anything else more than I do God. Nobody else. This is why I tell the testimony a lot for the people to get an understanding. I love my family. I love my daughter. I love them. But I cannot make a God out of them over God. Because then he's going to move me or them. And I'm not intending to go that way. And I tell her, I don't tell my nephew because I'm not around. The same thing. Make God your God. That's who you need. When you love him, you know how to love other people. You know how to love other people. But I don't want to stand in her way and keep her from obeying God and end up going to hell. Neither do I want that for me. Because God created us for being to come into the unity of faith, to come into a place of God that we rightly divide the word of truth. Put everything and everybody in his place. That's what God is wanting to do and teach, begin to bring up teachers and things out of the woodwork. To teach people and put them back on the right path. So they're on the wrong path. So many of God's people are out of their calling. So many of them. They're not even fulfilling what they were called to do. They may be giving a word here. They may be preaching a little bit here and a little bit there and all this stuff. What's gone? But got great ministry. God giving them great revelations of things. Showing them things in him. But they will not step out and go forth and do what the Lord has called them to do. The Lord told me, like I said, when he was preaching about step out and all that and about why should you die. The Lord told me, I didn't call you to entertain. He told me, all you're doing is entertaining from place to place, church to church. He said, I didn't call you to entertain. What I put in you basically is really for the nation, for the world. To go forth, to give out to the ones that I've called you to, and tell the people. And so he's telling me, you know, to raise up people in the kingdom so they can fulfill their calling. He said, people been going around a mountain years and years and years and years, Some people just want God for just what he can give them. They don't even want the calling on their life. But he said, I'm going to use you, and I'm not the only one he's going to use. He raised them more. He said, to stop them from going around that mountain, get in your calling, fulfill what God has called you to. I'm not a jealous person. So I don't care how God used somebody else more than use me. Because we all work for the same king. But we got to come into the unity of faith. We got to stop all this stuff. I'm a different body. I'm a different face. That's not scripture. A lot of things that I see. Now, I listen to people talk. People think I don't because I be talking a lot. But I listen with the spirit. And a lot of things is not even scripture. Not even scripture. But we got to come into a place and know that we are sisters and brothers in the Lord. I don't care what color. I don't care what denomination. Not no Buddhist and all that stuff. But a member of the body of Christ. We got to come in that place and learn about the Lord. Get in that word and read it and read it and read it. And God, give me illumination. Yes, what you give me. But I'm going to read one of the scriptures before I read it. What's going on? I'm looking for somebody to, you know, maybe call in and put their hands up. We got some calls, but I haven't done that. That might need prayer or whatever. But let me see if I can find that scripture. Ezekiel 36 chapter. You know, a lot of time I used to hear this in church. You know, the Holy Ghost is a gentleman. It won't go over your will. You know, all this stuff. Saying to myself, now, Lord Jesus, I don't know what people, I know a lot of things the Lord had me doing. I showed him want to do it. I showed him want to do it until he put it in my heart to do it. But anyway, 36:25-27, he said, then will I sprinkle, this is what he said about his people, Israel, clean water upon you, and ye shall be clean. And from all your filthiness, sin, evil doing, evil thinking, you got a lot of God's people that are real smart at it, and they're real offended at you, all this mess, evil filthiness, and from all your idols, then we worship and love and want more than we want God, have become an idol in our hearts. I'd rather have that than to have God. I want God on the side, but I want that. I want stuff. I want things. I want people. You know, all this stuff. He said, and a new heart, this is what he said going to do to him. A new heart also will I give you, and a new spirit will I put within you. So if I'm acting the other way, that means I don't have the right spirit. I don't have his spirit. And I will take away the stony heart. He said, your heart is stony and cold. Your heart is real hard. You hard-hearted. Out of your flesh. And I will give you a heart of flesh. He said, but this flesh is something it's not talking about, you know, the flesh of the heart, like the outside and the mind thinking, all that stuff. But this is what he said. And I will put my spirit within you. That means, if they're acting the other way, they don't have his spirit. If you understand scripture and learn how to discern, men don't have a spirit. He said, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. So if somebody going to cause me to do something, that means they're enforcing me to do something that I don't really want to do. But if I get a new heart, a new spirit, I will automatically want to do what the Lord wants me to do. And that's what he's saying. And this is what he said about that person. Walk in my statutes, and ye shall keep my judgment and do them. What is he saying? If I don't have the right heart, he said, I will not obey him. That's why I basically said, God created me a clean heart, give a right spirit within me. You know, I have people tell me, but the reason they don't do it because they don't do it. You say what you want to say, the Bible said because they don't have the right heart. They didn't allow God to clean their heart up. It didn't allow that. So we're just singing praise God tonight, you know, and for the ones that did call in. You know, I bless you. I bless you in the name of Jesus. You know, and I thank God for you. You know, and I pray God's divine will because the thing's going to cut off in a little bit. I guess the other sister, she didn't get a chance to come tonight. But, you know, but I thank God in spite of, because I'm showing God I'm going to be faithful to you, no matter if it's just one person or no person or whatever it is. I'm going to show you I love you. It's just not a cliche. It's not something I'm saying, you know, because I want to know I got you on my side. And I tell anybody, get God on your side. If nobody else don't stand with you, get him. Forget about somebody else. But I bless you in the name of Jesus, and I thank God a hundredfold. I speak it back on your life in the name of Jesus. and for God's divine purpose to be done in your life. Now come against the satanic attack of the enemy. I break his power and I break his back in the name of Jesus. And I decree and declare in the name of Jesus that you should walk in God's purpose for your life. You should walk in the blessings of God in the name of Jesus. And we claim those things for your life in the name of Jesus. No matter what you're going through, he's where you're going to. God is taking you someplace in him. That's what he's doing to all of us. I went through many trials, many tests, many hardship, many rejection, many things. But I still stood the test of time. Didn't know when I was going to come out. But I kept holding on to God's hand, because without his hand, I probably been dead a long time ago. Because this is how hatred people feel. This is what people try to do, kids. Because jealousy will kill you. Because God has a purpose for your life, and they don't want you to fulfill it. So love y'all in Jesus, and I say thanks again, because my time don't run out. I don't know why the phone is still working, but we tell God thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I thank you, and I appreciate you. I really do from my heart, and like I said, and I know that God has a blessing in store for each of you. So have a blessed night, good night. We'll talk again. All right. Bless y'all. I'm going to go ahead and cut. What's going on now? It probably cut your phone now. All right.